Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It board game edition. Today we're going to be talking about Suburbia, that was put out by Bezier Games and designed by Ted Alspach. As always, you can find me on Twitter at XorsonX, you can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury, and you can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast, and you can head to reviewandroast.com to check out all of our written reviews on movies and TV shows and comics and board games and video games and pancake houses and taco trucks. And if you haven't seen Logan yet, you might want to just head over to our site and buy your tickets so you don't forget.
Don't forget Kong Skull Island.
That too. We'll wait. Go do it.
And La La Land.
No one wants to see that.
You're right. No one does want to see that.
Okay,
no one with taste wants to see that movie.
Now that you've bought your tickets, let's dive into Suburbia. This game, I want to say I got for some sort of holiday, whether it was the birthing of me or the birthing of Christ. One of those two where you get stuff from strangers.
Two popular ones.
Yeah.
Be weird if you got it on someone else's birthday.
It depends.
Unless you Homer Simpson did.
I like to do that sometimes. But I believe that's how I acquired this game. But, I mean, it was something I was looking at always because I look at everything. And I remember we played it with Matt. And I remember Matt dominated. And I was like, well, this game is stupid. And there it sat on the shelf going, I really want to play that again, but I remember it being kind of a pain in the ass and blah, blah, blah. Lo and behold, we finally broke it back out maybe a year ago by now. And literally the rule book is like 3 pages. The rest of it is reference. And it could not be easier to set up, but the gameplay is different every single time. Let's break it down. Basically, what you're doing is everybody has their own borough, and you're just building your own little town, more or less. Everyone starts with the same 3 basic tiles in the same exact laid out order, and then you just buy, you know, tiles that get flipped over from on the real estate market, and you build your town. The beauty of this game is there's 3, I guess you could say,
bonus tiles.
No, I was thinking more of, it's not so much like there's 3 tiers of tiles.
Oh,
A, B, and C. There's nothing that happens between the tiers coming out per se, but you know, they are noticeably a little bit more advanced, I guess. But
yeah, the tiles get better and more expensive.
Right. So in like Mike and I just played a quickie before Brian showed up, and in a 2-player game there's 15 of each tile. Well, in a 3-player game there's like 18 of each tile, and then so on and so forth. So they literally give you like 30 of these tiles for each individual tier. So when you're randomly putting these tiles in and out, then the game is never going to be the same twice. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a tile or two in the box that I still haven't seen. And so it's kind of hard to strategize off the bat because there's also, what, like 25 different goals in the game.
Right.
And you're dealt 2 at the beginning. You pick one, you discard the other, and now that's your own personal goal to attain. And it could be something like, you know, have the most residences or have the most business parks or have the least reputation. You know, just all kinds of different little end game scenarios. But then there's also 2 community goals that could completely throw your goal into the river. You know what I mean? So it's kind of
like a lake.
In the last game, I concentrated so heavily on my personal goal that I completely just lost the 2 community goals and got wiped at the end. Because long story short, for those of you that are familiar, you can invest in your tiles. And I invested in, my apartments or whatever, which gave
something.
Gave me like 21 points at the last turn. I was like, boom, I surpassed. I went right past his stupid face on the contract.
Yeah,
but then he got his goal and the 2 community goals, and I was like, yeah, I hate this game again.
It's hard to go up against a strategic genius such as myself.
Mike is the new Matt.
Oh, no. I gotta go.
I feel like I've been doing some ramblings on this game, but
he just Frank Reynolds' his way to victory.
Yeah, he did. like the warthog. That's a great episode, by the way. But yeah, I mean this game is it is just really, really fun. I'm not gonna lie. And there's a lot that goes into it because every single tile also interacts with the other tiles that you place next to it, and some of them even interact with the tiles that your opponents play. So you really have to pay attention to where you're putting. You can't just put tiles anywhere.
Yeah, a lot of them have effects for all and not effects for just yours.
Right.
Basically.
So, yeah, well, there's effects for just adjacent tiles. There's effects for just your tiles. There's effects for everybody's tiles. You really got to pay attention to what you're doing. And it's a good idea to pay attention to what everyone else is doing, too, because it's just so much going on in this game, and it's I feel like it's such a simple game, but it is, there's so much going on. It's just it I love it. I love games where you got to use your mind and think, because I'm getting old and I don't want to go senile. So I guess, you know, when the more you use your brain, the more what?
Exactly right. No, and that's like one of the things about this game is that it actually changes mid. Actually, probably more than once or twice a game, actually, your strategy changes based on what tiles are going to be made available.
Yep.
And based on what tiles were available that somebody got before you got to make your move.
Yeah,
which happens all the time.
We should mention that the tiles come out. There's a track that it has a set price. I think it's like goes 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, and then there's two free tiles. So each tile starts in the 10 spot. So it's essentially whatever the tile costs plus 10. So if you want to spend top dollar, you can. Or you can take a chance, wait till it gets a little cheaper, and run the risk of somebody else either buying it, or there is a scenario where you can take a tile from one of the free spots and kind of just go, nope, and get rid of it. And you find yourself watching that track going... You find yourself not only looking at what other players are doing, going, man, he really could use a green, and that's green, and I need that green, and maybe he needs that green. What if he gets to it before me? But you're also counting, like, okay, we're at 10. My turn is going to come back around on the 4, and then the second 0, but might be gone by then. Do I want to try and find a way to scrounge up the money to get it when it hits the 4? Do I just let it go and look for something else? Yeah, that's really the big...
Well, that's another aspect of where I just completely screwed up. Because I was, for about 80% of that game, I was neck and neck, or I had more money than he did. When one of the final community goals was who had the most money.
I feel like you thought you were, and you thought you did, but you were never even close.
Oh, I was close, but then I bought like 2 or 3 tiles from the 10 spot, because I'm like...
Yeah, you were trying to make big moves.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to pay off, but nope.
Well, there's a limit or a maximum to the reputation and or income you can have every turn, and that can go down, but your base value never goes back up. So say it maxes at 15, you would get enough to get yourself a boost up to 20. Once you cross a certain line on the track, you have to go down one. Even though you would be at 20, you're now at 14, 13, 12. Even though everything adds, and a couple of those big dog cards you bought, you know, where if you were at 5, you'd have went to 15, but you were at 13, so you went to 15. So it didn't really pay off long term, I guess, is the best way to put it, really.
No, I agree.
Because I had my eye on them, too, but I was sitting at the 11, 12 income mark, and I'm like, ah. And I know you were, like, way up there, and I didn't think you were going to have the stones.
And I was just like, ah.
Yeah. Just saying. Anywho, so yeah. Hashtag Mike's Champ
2017. Oh. I think you gotta win more than one game to be a champ.
It says it on Instagram right now.
It helps that he controls that Instagram account and made himself. I mean, it's not bad.
Works out all right.
Alright.
Make a big move.
He gets our new Instagram, Mike's Many Championship Belts.
That's gonna be I need more emails.
Yeah, do you want to go back to Age of War?
Yeah, I reigned the last bout.
Yeah, so he's 2 for 30-something.
Yeah, know, but, right? But in sits in the
but
last...
But the most recent two were mine.
The last sit-down, it was a whooping. It was a beating.
Everyone out there is probably like, what the fuck is Age of War? We'll get there, folks. We'll get there. You just got to listen every week to find out.
That one we're going to play, that should be our first YouTube board game video. Just Age of War, me smacking that ass.
You'll just see hands and
that's
swearing.
Gross. Yeah, that way you don't have to see my stupid fat face, I guess. But anywho, let's
swords to faces.
Let's move this right along. Yeah, that was a
classic.
Poor word choice on my part.
Not really.
Maybe we'll
should
get to
go
that
on a t-shirt.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Yeah, just said review and roast. Swords to asses.
Swords to butts.
Swords to butts.
We're putting swords to butts. Well, whatever. Whatever. We're moving on.
Are we?
There's a lot of ways to take that.
So we're going to talk about even more so, because that's all we've done so far. We're going to talk about specifically what we liked about the game. And from my standpoint, one of my favorite parts is the simple fact that there is such a variety. You're never going to have the same game twice. And I just love it. I love that aspect of any game, really, but this one.
Right.
Because, you know, when you get games that are so structured that it's just the same every time, once you figure out, like, the good way to go, you're pretty much guaranteed to mop the floor, you know, like I do in most other games.
That's kind of like we were talking about a minute ago earlier. We're talking about doing that game Power Grid, which I feel like now that everyone knows that game pretty well, it's pretty much turn your cities on and go. I mean, yeah, there's some hiccups.
Yeah.
But it's nowhere. I mean, for as basic as Suburbia is, it's honestly one of the more thinking games.
Yeah, Power Grid's going to have to come up soon because that's a eBay game for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't want to get...
No, I don't hate that game.
I don't want to get too far off of this, but back to Power Grid. If you don't start one of the cities where it's very, very cheap to go to the next one,
right,
you're a fucking idiot and you lost the game.
You're done.
You might as well go watch TV.
Yeah, and but even if you do and you're moving right along, so's everybody else. Like, there's not really a whole lot to stop you.
Right.
It's just the game's basically...
Especially because in the first round or the first tier, you can't go into other people's territories.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So that's you can't block people anyway. So, yeah, I mean, it's...
You're not like stopping nobody from doing
every
stuff.
Single turn I'm building, and so is he, and so is she, and so is he. And it's like, everyone... It's just a... I don't know. It's silly.
Yep.
So, anywho, Suburbia. Brian, go.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Okay, like, after I played Carcassonne like 7 billion times was when Suburbia entered the collective collection of games that we have. And I was like, yes, I can't wait to play another tile laying game because we don't have a lot of these. And like you said, first time I played it, I was like, God, this fucking game is boring. I'm like, maybe I don't like tile laying games. Maybe I only like Carcassonne. So like you said, we pulled it back out, gave it another go. And then that another go came at the... It actually turned into like 3 or 4 goes in a row, and then the next day was 2 or 3 more, and then the next weekend was like 2 or 3 more. And I was like, no, I do like tile laying games. I just didn't really play this one in the right mind frame, I guess, frame of mind. I like the fact that the tiles can play differently depending on where you lay it. Like, there are sometimes if you lay this tile here, ooh, it gives you +3 residence. If you lay it here, it costs you $2 every round. So, like,
yeah,
there's penalties.
They can help and severely hurt.
Yeah, there's penalties and benefits depending on where you put it. So, like, not every placement is going to be beneficial. Plus, I just like the fact that you have to really consider, do I want to explode population now and run the risk of losing money, or do I want to play more close to the vest and tile laying? I like it.
I agree. Did you talk down there?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Did you tell everybody what specifically you liked about it?
Oh, I like winning. So,
Moving on. All right, so we'll move into, I guess, things we didn't like about the game. And, you know, Mike touched on it a little earlier. Giggity. If I pull a tile that's going to give me a shit ton of money, I should be able to collect that shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reputation... if you want to cap that, that's fine because that'll limit somebody from just going running away with points. But like $15, I don't know. Like, because there were certain points.
It's kind of a lot, but it kind of isn't. But it kind of is.
Especially if you're going to start buying a lot at the left end of the real estate market.
Yeah,
you need that money. Like, I feel like the money track should go to at least 20, if not more.
Maybe.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Like, I get what you mean, but I mean, I think that...
The income track.
Right, well,
That keeps it kind of even, though.
Right, but here's my thought process, right? So at any point in time, you're supposed to be able to look down at your tiles and be like, oh, yeah.
Should that's equal where this.
This right. should yeah, equal yeah, this. Yeah, 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 yeah. So if I went over by three, now I cross that red line, I come down by one, even though the income in my city, mm-hmm. I should still be at. You know what I mean? There should right. be a
in
way to.
In theory, you should be able to add up all that and then subtract all the red lines you crossed.
Right.
I guess.
I'm just saying, but. You know, because there was times in this game towards the end where clearly I should have been making more money than I was, but because I couldn't move my marker up, I couldn't go up fully, mm-hmm. and then I crossed 3-4 lines, and now I'm making $7 instead of 15 when I Man, should probably you know be making what? Like at least 13.
Here, seriously though, you know what? It sounds like you're making excuses.
I'm going to bed.
Vice Champ 2017.
You didn't hashtag it, so you suck.
It's hashtagged on the Instagram. Not Anywho. So the point is, yeah, I get that, but I think that that actually keeps it that way. Like you said, though, you don't want to run away on the victory track, but you also don't want to. If I was down, I wouldn't want you running away with making $30 a round, and I'm making okay. six.
Well, let me put it this way:
then I can't buy anything. Then you just continue to buy from the top of the track.
The good news, yeah, is, but let me this put year's it, flying by.
Well, let's go that route then, because
Brian Champ 2018
for the yeah. amount of times we've played this, which is quite a bit. Outside of the handful of times I did it in this game, how many people are buying from the far left of that track?
At Nobody. The end, once in a while.
It's rare.
If you got to get something.
It's just rare. I mean, I feel like if you didn't
I feel like in this two-player game, we had more money than a three- or four-player game.
Oh,
by
hands
far,
down, yeah.
Because they're just, we were, you know, you're buying $3.
Oh, we don't have to wait for Bumblefucks over here to take his turn and screw up the whole dynamics of the game. Not, we're talking about someone else.
Yeah. The other... Yep.
Well, it's just an extra person that's going to take the tile that you wanted.
Don't worry, man. You're the third leg of this triangle. You're the hypotenuse, Brian.
Nice.
You don't even know what that means.
It's this one. I made
you
a
can't
triangle.
Just point at Brian.
I made air triangles.
You just pointed at Brian.
No, I went like this.
Dude.
Doink.
Off topic?
What?
Much? Hashtag Brian.
Hashtag hypotenuse.
Yes.
And there you have it.
Well, I noticed that you lost. And your secret goal was the...
To win?
No. His secret goal was the libertarian, which means you want to have fewest government buildings. The problem is government buildings tend to be big-time scoring, population, and money. And if you have to skimp on those...
They're big-time reputation, but not money.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I think sometimes you get a little...
You get a little... My money was maxed out. Money wasn't the issue for me. It was, obviously, the points.
I mean, there were some issues.
There was a lot of turns that I was losing points because I... The only way to get reputation is government buildings.
Okay.
Because it's government-issued points.
You got to get creative.
Right, but reputation kind of parlays itself into money and so on and so forth. So you kind of need to have a lot of government buildings in order for your money to kind of, you know, work for you, et cetera, and whatnot. I had that goal once or twice and lost horribly every single time, and I feel like that tile is garbage. Even I get why it's there.
I'm going to make it work.
I get why it's there.
I'll let you pick it every time.
But I've won way... I've won with, you know, maybe not fairly handily, but I've won decidedly with the socialist goal and the slumlord goal.
I've won with the socialist. I never did the slumlord.
Slumlord one is awesome. Isn't that just the most greens?
No, you basically want to have the shittiest population. Like
oh,
the,
yeah, that's
the
right.
Angriest
yeah,
population.
Yeah.
Basically, you want to be the guy with the most
You
money.
Want to buy all the landfills, all the farms, mm-hmm. all the slaughterhouses.
Yeah, and when
put all the airports in the middle of the residential
yeah,
area.
When a toxic waste dump comes up, you put it right next to the park, in between a school and the old folks' home. Put a river next to it and pollute the shit out of it, and that's how you win.
Hashtag Trump. What?
I just feel like that. If we play this again later on, and somebody gets that goal and wins, I'll be like, all right, maybe I just you know didn't have the luck that day, but. Plus another thing too, and it's not that the boards bow up or like are warped or anything, but I feel like they're not cut in the same. They're not cut for the tiles to fit snugly. I feel like they kind of leave a little bit of room, and I feel like when I play these kind of games, I like my tiles to be nice and like even. And
my shit looks snug as shit over there, son.
Look at this. Yeah, my shit was tight.
Yeah, he moved it all when he took pictures.
Who took? I didn't take no pictures.
I didn't take pictures really loud. I took pictures away from the mic, so you probably just heard me say words, and I said, "Look at this."
Yeah.
And I did the thing with the tile and showed, not snug, not flush. I'm saying that would have been a nice feature. That's all.
Moving on to what we would change. I feel like I've already talked about the money thing, so I don't feel like I want to double up on that. But I don't know.
Yeah, and I'd like to see some different tiles that actually do some stuff. I mean, there's a ton of tiles, and there's a lot of duplicate tiles, but you have to have them, so I get that. But I don't know. I'd almost like an expansion or something.
There's multiple expansions.
Yeah, so come on with it. Fuck am I doing here?
Buying every Star Wars game known to man?
Winning this old shit.
I want some new shit.
I gotta win some new
shit.
No,
I mean, yeah, I mean, expansions are always where it's at. I don't know. I mean, outside of the money issue, I really have no problems with this game, to be honest with you, outside of the fact that I lost.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Yeah, that was that was not good.
You know, well, no.
Spit it out.
No. Well, I was going to say, I mean, everyone starts with the same three tiles, but you also have to put them in the same exact
spot. Yeah, see, one of the first, like, couple of times we played, I tried to, like, arrange mine, and you're like, meh, and I'm like, this is dumb.
Because, I mean, if you really want to break your city down into, like, zones, you already start out with residential, government, and industrial.
Yeah, and to be honest, it might even hurt you, depending on what tiles end up coming out. So letting you split up could be good and it could be bad. So
right. But I'm not saying that I care, because this way you know everyone's starting on a level playing ground, I guess.
I mean, you could take them and you just put them in any order you want.
But
I got an idea, actually.
Plus, I'm not to cut you off, but when I first got this game, one of the gold tiles was like torn. I took a picture and emailed them. They sent me that tile as a replacement. So, I mean, bonus points there.
Wait, that's good?
Why wouldn't it be?
They should have sent you a whole game. DX.
This one piece is messed up. Send me everything in the expansions.
Yeah. Send me two.
I want the owner's DNA.
Yeah. Right.
Shit.
Shit. I'll settle for a job.
When the tiles come out, like I said, they start out at the 10 spot, and then they move down 8, 6, 4, 2, and that figures into the cost of the tile plus the spot, the slot that it's in. What I think would be kind of interesting would be instead have only one free spot at the very end, move the 2, the 4, the 6, the 8, and the 10 down one, and have the top spot be a bidding spot. Because it could be like, oh, there's three cities. Like, just think of it in the real world terms. Like, if Boeing was like, oh, we're moving our corporate headquarters, and then like, oh, Chicago's bidding on them, and so is Detroit, and so is New York, and so is Oklahoma, and they're all trying to offer different incentives for Boeing to move their corporate headquarters to that city. Maybe if you had the very top spot be like, okay, every round everybody gets a chance to bid on the tile for, like, instead of doing like a bidding where you're just like going back and forth, well, I'll do 4, I'll do 8, just do like a blind bid, like the cost of the tile plus whatever's in your hand, everybody reveals, and then say if you reveal and the guy who wins decides all of a sudden, well, I don't want to pay, you know, 11 plus 10 for this tile, it's 21, you can forfeit your bid, but then you have to pay like a penalty of like $2 or $3 to the bank for like basically wasting everyone's time.
I feel like the problem with that is if somebody keeps winning all the bids because they somehow have all the money, now you've got somebody that has more tiles than everybody, which is going
to
give them an
unfair
advantage.
Well, no, but that would also, there didn't have to be a way to negate like them being able to buy when their turn comes around or something then. I don't know.
Well, what if their turn comes first?
Well, speaking of like Power Grid, that's kind of a situation they have in that game.
It is, but it's not because,
I mean, it's regulated.
It's different.
I didn't say the idea was well like fleshed out. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's a terrible idea.
You're right.
Take it back to the whiteboard, son.
You're right. I should just stop talking for the rest of my life.
Not the whole
folks,
life.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but
this is the last time I'll ever speak or play a board game.
I get it. I don't know if it'll work.
No, I need you. You got to be the Imperial Assault guy.
Yeah, you're the Empire.
Yeah.
God yeah, damn it. Yeah. Just the way he was rolling, missing everything.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we're good.
I believe you lost. I don't know. What are you going to change? You didn't.
I'm not changing anything, man. I won. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you were there. Well, I know you were there. So, moving on.
Moving on. Yeah, I pretty sure I'm the one that reviewed this on the site, and I have no idea what the hell I gave it. But every time I play it, I have
6.5.
I have tons of fun, and I'm gonna give it 8.5. This game is really—it's a really solid game, and I always look at the expansions, and then I never buy them because I don't like spending money because I'm.
If we go to Gaming Goat and they're there, I'm buying them.
He feels guilty about the people that don't exist telling him he shouldn't spend money.
They're there.
Are they there?
They're there.
Are they there?
I don't fucking know. Do I look like an inventory guy there?
You were just there.
You were there on the way here.
I'm just bopping in once in a while.
Wherever you go, there you are.
I'm just picturing you fucking bopping in. Shut up. Go.
All right. I will give Suburbia an 8. It is a... I really like the game. I have very few complaints about it. I would like to see the star tiles be more randomized, but that's just me. But, you know, I still think it's a pretty solid game. The Libertarian tile is junk, though. If you end up with that, you might as well just not play.
There's a couple of those that are, the ones I got, I had, like, fewest lakes and fewest, like, schools or something. I'm like, this is stupid.
I know one person that if he got the Libertarian tile, he'd probably start crying tears of joy.
You said what, 8?
What?
You said 8?
8 what?
Score?
Yeah. 8 out of 10. So for that person, if he was ever here playing games and we played Suburbia with him and he got the Libertarian tile, he might just start weeping tears of joy, which would make me laugh. So, I mean, I'd be into that if he's listening. Come over and play Suburbia.
Anywho, Mike.
I'm going to go with an 8, too.
8.2.
Well. 8 as well. Yeah, I like it. It's not like a barrel of laughs like some games are.
A barrel of laughs.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever there's...
Next week, we're going to do Barrel of Monkeys, by the way, too.
Is that a game?
Yeah.
I'll win that, too.
Plastic monkeys with the crooked...
Yeah, you hang them on the thing with stuff. Gotta,
whatever, dude. I
sounds roll. Horrible.
It's made you, for you're like
probably lose. That's the problem with you guys.
I forfeit.
Yeah, I know you will. Scared. But yeah, it's not like a dice rolling game like King of Tokyo where you can have a good time, get some laughs out of it, or Age of War, like where you're rolling for an objective, but it definitely has some quality, and you like to pay attention to this game, which is kind of good.
See, that's consistency. I just looked it up on the site, 8.5.
Wow.
User average on the site is 9.
Yeah, well, hey, you dickhead. You said you liked it more now.
Yeah, but I wrote this after the Mad Incident.
You're
bullshit. After we pulled it back out.
You're bullshit. Zip.
I don't know what to think of that zip. Was that like
after I pulled it back out? Zip.
Okay.
Never mind.
No, yeah. I get it.
No, yeah.
I get it. It's a visual.
Like I said, comedy genius.
It was a visual good. I was hoping to go to my grave without, that but was whatever.
Good. Yep. I did it.
I don't want to go to my grave.
Whatever.
This weekend,
We're moving on. So, yeah. Suburbia. What was Bezier Games. Yep. If you don't have it, highly recommend it. It's a great addition to your shelf. I was going to say shelfy, but no.
Not on today.
As always, you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. There is a dice on the floor over there. You can find Mike at Review and Roast.
Yay.
You can find all of us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. You can buy your movie tickets there. And hey, what the hell, you can follow us on Instagram at Review and Roast. You can follow us on Instagram at Star Wars Tabletop. You can follow us on Instagram at 1177, Son of Movie Phone Guy, The Comic Roast.
Is that still a thing?
1177 on Snapchat and Instagram. We're all over.
That's still a thing.
If you need to know something, just hit me on the head. I don't want to live with all this.